Hey, didn't take long for you to find me. I thought I'd have another hour at least. Probably wasn't a great idea to go our usual hangout spot. Well, since you're here, you might as well sit down. Come on. I laid out a blanket on the grass so you don't have to worry about stinging your pants. So, I figure you want to talk about it. We don't have to. To tell you the truth, I'd much rather just sit here in silence and smoke. That sounds nice, doesn't it? It'd be like old times again. You and I'd huddle together, staring out at the lights of the city. Not a word spoken to disrupt the stillness of the night. Yes, I'd like to go back to that. Even if only for a little bit. Things between us were much simpler then. I preferred it when I didn't think about you much, when you were nothing more than a mild comfort. I was okay with that. It was very straightforward. Always knew where we stood with each other. But now it's gotten all messed up. I feel like I've tangled you in the web somehow. It's like all this time I let things between us continue. You've been sinking into some deep pit where there's no escape. And do you know what's even worse? That makes me really, really upset. There wasn't supposed to be consequences to this. Not for you. And especially not for me. I got greedy. That's the real problem here. I should let you go the second I realized what was happening. I knew this wasn't some convenient little thing when I found myself randomly wondering where you were, how you were feeling. But I didn't want to stop seeing you. Of course not. Being here with you, laying under the cold, distant stars, I can forget all my worries, all my fear. The outside world became a harmless dream, like the cars speeding on the streets below us. And the touch of your fingers on my face was so sweet, so innocent. You would stare at me with such longing, but I hungered for more. What a mess. You were supposed to run off and forget about me. No, that doesn't seem too likely now. But this can't keep going on. It isn't fair to you. Please, you have to listen to me. I'm not the sort of person you should be clinging on to. You have a future. You can move on from this. I'll always be stuck here, though. Always. That's why we can't be together anymore. I won't have you wasting my time in this dead-end city when you could be going to school somewhere else, somewhere better. Don't give me that look, babe. You'll get over me, I promise. It might hurt for a few months, but this sort of thing doesn't last forever. Jeez, I feel like I'm trying to shoo a dog away. Go on then, boy. Get out of here. I never liked you anyway. Isn't that how it goes? Yeah. Something like that. No, you don't love me. You're just used to having me around. Well, what's there to love? Really, think about it. Rack that brain of yours and try to come up with an answer. I mean, I only started hanging out with you after your brother left. No matter what things are like now, even you have to admit that's kind of messed up. Well, maybe it should bother you. Maybe you should be pissed off at me for manipulating you so heartlessly. Because that's what happened. Because that's what happened. It's what I always do, really. I use them to push them away, the gnawing in my chest for just a little bit longer, just enough for me to keep doing it. And that's how it will be forever. I'll continue corrupting everything I touch until my world comes crashing down around me. And I find myself buried under the weight of all that I destroyed. I'm a disaster waiting to happen. It's a miracle you made this far unscathed. Truly. But who knows? Perhaps I really have screwed you up in some irrevocable way. And that simply isn't obvious yet. It wouldn't surprise me. No, I'm not. Or at least it doesn't feel melodramatic to me. I've been thinking about this for a few weeks now, molded over pretty carefully, and if anything, I feel like I underplayed how crappy I've been to you. All the time we've been together, I've only cared about my own feelings. I never took your well-being, your happiness into consideration. I just tried to steal you away from the rest of the world, knowing you'd be dragged down along with me. Before you say anything, this is different. This is me finally taking responsibility for what I've done. I know you're upset right now. I'm hurting too. But this is long overdue. There's nothing left for me. Not in this city, not anywhere. I'm just a fucking loser. You can't fix me either. Your love, what you think is love, won't make things right. I wish it could. But no. Face the facts, sweetie. I am not worth the trouble. Of course I don't want to break up with you. That isn't the issue. Can't you just let me do something good for once in my life? Don't you understand? I'm trying to save you for myself. For fuck's sake, why are you making this so difficult? You keep saying that, but you don't really mean it. There are so many other women out there. I'm nothing special. So please, don't tell me that you love me anymore. You're only going to make me feel worse. Asshole. I told you not to. Hey, that's not fair. Wrapping your arms around me gingerly. Well, I guess it's a little chilly out here, so I'll allow it. Your body's so warm, so cozy. Maybe I'll just snuggle your embrace. This is nice. But I don't think I've suddenly changed my mind. I'm still breaking up with you. After tonight, you're going to be free from me. Free to find someone who actually makes you happy. So, keep me close for now. Hold me tight enough that I can pretend everything's going to be alright. There's nothing wrong with this little white lie, is there? Of course not. Do you really want to make me feel better, babe? Then kiss me. It's okay. I know what I said. A kiss can't hurt, though. This is our last night together, after all. Well, if you don't want to take the initiative, I will. Sorry, could you taste the cigarette smoke on my lips? Oh, you like it, do you? Here, have another taste. So aggressive. Is that too much for you? No. I don't mind, sweetie. You don't have to be gentle. Yeah, touch me all over. Right now, I'm all yours. Keep rubbing my breast, baby. Look how eager you are. Must have flipped your switch, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to take me one last time? Me too, baby. I need you to use me like the little slut that I am. Looks like you're ready. I can feel how stiff you've gotten through your pants. Your cock is just strained to get out. I bet it's really painful. I could help you out. What do you say? Should I service you right here in public? Come on. No one ever comes here besides us. There's no way we'll get caught. But even if we did, it'd be kind of hot, wouldn't it? Please, baby. I want to taste you again. Thank you. I promise to make you feel really, really good. Let's get those pants off. Fuck. You're already throbbing for me. Did a bit of dirty talk actually get you this riled up? I'm flattered. But I can do a lot better than just whisper sweet nothings into your ear. How's that, sweetie? Does my tongue feel as good as you remember? Do you like it when I make slow licks all the way from the base of your shaft? You're shuddering. Are you that desperate for me to take you in my mouth? Yeah? Okay then. I'll give you the best blowjob of your life. See? I told you I'd make you feel amazing. I'm good now. I've been practicing with my dildo, actually. It's no big deal. I just know that you always loved it when I sucked you off. And I thought it would be nice to surprise you with this sometime. That was before I decided to, you know. But since this is our last time together, I might as well show off. I'm really skilled with my tongue now, aren't I? You're moaning a lot, baby. Oh, God. It sounds so hot. I'm already starting to get wet. I need to touch myself. Watch me finger my tight little pussy for you, baby. That's it. I'm going to ruin my panties at this rate. You're leaking so much pre-cum. How about I take you in even deeper? Please, Daddy. I want to feel you all the way in the back of my throat. Oh, you're grabbing my head. Are you gonna make me gag on your thick cock, Daddy? Yeah, I've been a good girl, haven't I? It's fine. You can be as rough as you want. Let all out your frustration. That was intense. I don't think I've ever seen you come that hard. You aren't done though, right? You aren't done though, right? You can still spread out lots more, can't you, baby? I know. I know we shouldn't be doing this. But I want it so badly. You're much more than just a fuck buddy or even a boyfriend. You're so considerate and smart and just perfect. I thought I didn't deserve you. That I was nothing more than just an anchor tied around your neck. Maybe I still am. But you really do love me, don't you? You probably love me more than I love myself. We'll make this work, won't we? We'll find a way. We have to. Because I don't think I can live without you, babe. I really don't. No one's as patient with me as you are, as understanding. I wasn't used to that. And it scared me a little bit. No, I'm not afraid anymore. I know you'll be here for me. Even when I'm at my worst. From now on, it's just the two of us. Against everything else. No man left behind, right? Come here, baby. Help me take off my clothes. That's it. Kiss me all over. This feels so naughty. Going outside on a tiny little blanket. My heart's beating like crazy in my chest just thinking about it. God, what a thrill. I might get addicted to this. Can you feel how wet I am, sweetie? Don't tease me. I want you to fuck me. Please, Daddy. Your baby girl is so desperate to have your cock thrusting inside her soaking wet pussy. Please. And no condoms. I want to feel every inch of you tonight. Oh, that's it. Just let me guide you in. Oh. Love it when you stretch my tight pussy with your cock. Yeah. Shove it all the way in. I want to feel your balls slapping up against me. Yes. Give it to me. Oh, daddy. You're thirsting so hard. Oh, that's it. Pound me, baby. Faster. My pussy belongs to you. You can use it however you want. I'll be a good girl for you. I will always tell you when I'm feeling down. Or when I need some space. Yes. I deserve to be happy. Fuck. Hard to fake me. Take all my fear. My anxiety away. Oh, so deep. Oh, I'm getting so excited. My butt is burning up. Oh, love you. Sucking my nipples so greedily, baby. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Yes. Keep shaking your hips. Shit. I'm almost there, sweetie. Come with me. Please, daddy. Fill me with your seed. Oh, yes. Enter your balls inside me. Oh. You're swelling up inside me. Oh god, it feels so good. Just a little bit more. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes. Do it, sweetie. Come with me. Oh. Fuck. Oh. I can still feel you spasming inside me. Oh, there's such a thick wall, baby. That was perfect. Thank you. I wish we could stay like this until morning and watch the sunrise together. No, that probably wouldn't be a very good idea. But we can stay here a little bit longer at least. You know, I don't think I can ever remember being so at peace. If only this could last forever. Oh? I hope you can keep that promise, baby. Because I intend to hold you to it. I Luckily for you, I'm an easy woman to please. Your love is enough to satisfy me. As long as I have that, I know I'll be okay. Hey, why don't you come back to my place? As much as I like sitting outside, I wouldn't mind laying on my bed right now. What do you say? You could snuggle with me all night long. I might even wake up early to get some coffee. Who knows? Maybe you'll enjoy it so much that you don't want to leave. That wouldn't be so bad. Alright then, honey. Let's get going. Come on. There's a nice warm bed waiting for you.